And then we're going to move on to the next agenda item, which is the draft interpretive rule regarding 52 USC section 30124, artificial intelligence in campaign ads. And let me turn it back over to Commissioner Dickerson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll make the motion and then I'll have a point to make in its favor. I move the commission's adoption of agenda document number 24-39A, which is the only draft.
Thank you very much. And then did you have a point? I'll turn to you for a point you wanted to make.
I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman. You know, I take your point of the Administrative Procedure Act. I don't think I've been shy in my view of the limits of the commission's jurisdiction. Going back to our very first consideration of this, I have tried to keep those views inside the building, but I don't think my personal opinions are obscure. You know, that being said, I do worry about the litigation risk always of this agency, as I think my colleagues are aware. I'm not worried here, both because, you know, I oppose the vice chair's motion precisely because I don't think there's a lack of clarity in the law at this point. And so accordingly, you know, both the limited disposition and this explanation of what the law is, I think establish an adequate judicial record if there is a challenge.
Colleagues, any other debate on the motion? Vice Chair?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you to my colleagues. I intend to support this. I think that, you know, while it wasn't my first choice, I think it is a positive step forward, and I appreciate the efforts of four of my colleagues who worked together to negotiate the language, which I think is accurate. And there's nothing in there that I disagree with. So I'm happy to support it. And just up there, I'm happy to support it, and I will.
Thank you. Colleagues, any other debate? Let me make one point then, sorry. Everybody's getting ready to vote and turning on their microphones. Those will be very brief. I'm not gonna be able to support the interpretive rule. I just wanna very briefly explain why. I don't have any written remarks to submit to explain that vote. My objection is not based on the content of the statement of the interpretive rule, which I think is true. The commission has a technology neutral statute that prohibits fraudulent misrepresentation of campaign authority. It doesn't say how, and therefore by its silence includes all means by which that can be accomplished. And that includes AI. We do not need to, and we are not changing any rules, changing any regulations, changing any substance of the law. There's nothing that is going to be made illegal by this interpretive rule tomorrow that isn't already illegal yesterday. My concern with it is really sort of the vehicle, and my hope really that it is taken for what it is, but that there may be an unintentional effect of confusing the public about what the commission is actually doing through this interpretive rule. I think the part of that risk is evidenced in what I've seen in sort of some of the press coverage of the document itself, which I think reflects a lack of careful reading of what it says. I mean, in one initial report by Bloomberg, it described the interpretive rule to mean that political candidates will be barred from using artificial intelligence to impersonate an opponent's voice or likeness in campaign ads. That's wrong. That story was later updated. Others have described the document, the interpretive rule, as extending fraud prohibitions to new kinds of ads that include AI. I think that's also wrong. So my fear is that less than 7 weeks out from an election, that while I think the interpretive rule is true within the four corners of it, I just worry that it will be misinterpreted, misunderstood, have a potential chilling effect on people who might think it's prohibiting something new when in fact it's not. And so for that reason, I'm not going to be able to support today, although again, I support the content of it. Commissioner Dickerson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe some of the reporting also quoted the vice chair as calling this a Republican controlled panel, which I'm quite certain she didn't say. So to the extent that, which is also untrue, to the extent that, you know, we're dealing with the evergreen problem of inaccurate coverage of this commission, I think that would, it would make it very hard to do our jobs if that was the basis for our voting on a regular basis. So that said, you know, I appreciate you as a fellow traveler, at least on the law, if unwilling to vote for this particular document. And I'm going to just hope that the press takes its responsibility seriously and accurately reporting what we're doing today.
Vice Chair.
I do not envy any reporter who's actually trying to explain this to the public, what we're doing here today, because I do think it's a little bit confusing. We just declined to open a rulemaking, and yet we're issuing an interpretive rule. So did the agency issue a rule today or didn't it? This goes into the fine points of the Administrative Procedure Act, and the document is not a new rule. It is an interpretation of existing statute and rule, but I thought that was worth saying because I feel like in light of bad reporting or just confused reporting, and I really didn't say that, it might need some clarification.
Commissioner Lindenbaum?
I'm not sure what's going on with my colleagues right now. I think it's 11:30 and everyone's a little bit punchy. So let's just be really, really clear about what has happened here. Four of us have been working together on this to make sure that we could give a clear answer to the public and to the requester in this petition when they asked if artificial intelligence, generative AI used in fraudulent misrepresentation per our statute applies. And we said, yes. The statute is technology neutral. So I think we have given a very clear response today. Four of us have been working together. This is one of those instances where the FEC has worked. And I am grateful to my colleagues here. And I'm very much looking forward to voting and for us to stop talking now. So thank you.
Colleagues, we have a pending motion still. So I'll form this as a question, any further debate on Commissioner Dickerson's pending motion. Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have remarks. The remarks that were read by Commissioner Lindenbaum reflect how I feel on this. This has been a pragmatic effort today. And I think if anyone follows what I do, I believe in pragmatism and the law, that we can accomplish something that even if might not be everything that I want. But I appreciate comments that might have been misstated from the press read. I would just like to say that I think overall, we've had more engagement in the press on this than I think that the commission should. When it comes to rulemakings and about doing the work that we need to do, we've accomplished something today. I think it is a very good accomplishment. And I think once we all focus on moving forward and what the purpose of good government is, we can get a lot more accomplished today. So I am prepared to vote. I thank the vice chair for explaining what she meant, understanding the draft interpretive rule. I think that's the factor of a poor name for it to help the public understand what it's doing. But whenever the chair is ready to call this for a vote, I'll be happy to put that in. Thanks.
Thank you. Colleagues, any further debate on Commissioner Dickerson's pending motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? No, that motion carries by a vote of 5-1. Commissioner Dickerson, Commissioner Traynor, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Lindenbaum, and Commissioner Broussard in favor, and myself opposed. All right, that exhausts our substantive agenda for today. So let me ask Madam Acting Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters we need to discuss?
Mr. Chairman, there are no such matters.
Thank you so much. This meeting is going to stand adjourned.